apostle and evangelist, and we pray that God would richly bless us as we hear his word this evening. A couple of words on our worship service for this evening. Our opening hymn, number 609, Jesus Sinners Doth Receive, 609. Following that hymn, we'll follow the service of prayer and preaching. That's on page 260 and following. We have a worship insert for our special celebration tonight. The readings are on one side, propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings of each new day. We thank you for the gift of Jesus, who has come to heal sin-sick sinners like us. We thank you for calling Matthew the tax collector to be one of the 12. We thank you for using him to preserve for us your holy and precious word. Heavenly Father, teach us today that you are the friend of sinners. Teach us today to come clean before you of our sin, so that we may be healed by your holy and precious gospel. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 609.
We follow the order of prayer and preaching on page 260 in your hymnal. Page 260, please stand. This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
Honor and be adored in the house of my God, and dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We sing the Old Testament canticle.
The Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy will you draw water.
The Old Testament reading for the festival of St. Matthew is from Ezekiel chapters 2 and 3. But you, O son of man, hear what I say to you. Be not rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give to you, what I give you. And when I looked, behold, a hand was stretched out to me, and behold, a scroll of a book was in it. And he spread it before me, and it had writing on the front and on the back, and there were written on it words of lamentation and mourning and woe. And he said to me, Son of man, eat whatever you find here. Eat this scroll and go, speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me this scroll to eat. And he said to me, Son of man, feed your belly with this scroll that I give you, and fill your stomach with it. Then I ate it, and it was in my mouth as sweet as honey. And he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. For you are not sent to a people of foreign speech and a hard language, but to the house of Israel, not to many peoples of foreign speech and a hard language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely, if I sent you to such, they would listen to you. But the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you, for they are not willing to listen to me. Because all the house of Israel have a hard forehead and a stubborn heart. Behold, I have made your face as hard as their faces, and your forehead as hard as their foreheads. Like emery, harder than flint, have I made your forehead. Fear them not, nor be dismayed at their looks, for they are a rebellious house. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak to you, receive in your heart, and hear with your ears. And go to the exiles, to your people, and speak to them, and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or refuse to hear. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We sing together the introit on your insert.
I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous but sinners. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning, and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands I sing for joy. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners.
The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 4. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying, he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 9th chapter. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Please stand for the catechism, confession, and prayer. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. The text for our meditation this evening for the festival of St. Matthew, Apostle and Evangelist, our gospel reading that we heard just a moment ago, Matthew 9, 9 to 13, especially the last two verses. But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, how do you know when it's time to go to the doctor? Each one of us have a little bit different idea of what it takes, or how sick we are, or how sick we think we are before we go to the doctor. Now, I don't know if it's only a guy thing, but I know it certainly is, at least in part, a guy thing. You don't ever go to the doctor. You tough it out. You wait an appropriate amount of time, and whatever sickness or illness you have, it'll run its course. Or if it's really too bad, you might try grandma's home remedy, an over-the-counter cure from the grocery store or the drugstore, anything and everything to avoid going to the doctor. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Well, maybe you don't want to sit in line for a long time in the doctor's office. Maybe you're trying to save a buck. Maybe you don't have insurance. But I think for most of us, it's something a little bit deeper. We hate to admit that we are sick. We hate to admit that we cannot fix or heal ourselves. It's built into every one of us. If we don't admit that we're sick, we can pretend that we're not sick. Even when somebody comes up and says, "Oh boy, you look terrible. Oh, I feel great." We will go to great lengths to avoid admitting that we're sick. And generally when we do finally break down, things are so bad that the amount of time for healing or the cure is considerably longer than if we would have just admitted we were sick at the very beginning. This is universal. Maybe more for some than others, but it's universal. And it is this universal thing that Jesus is pointing us to as we consider our text, the calling of Matthew. We have to admit, Matthew was really a strange choice, wasn't it? A strange choice for Jesus as he is gathering together his disciples, his students around the rabbi Jesus. As he is gathering his students, he calls fishermen. Now he calls a tax collector. Back in the olden days, when you read God's word, Matthew wasn't a tax collector. He was a publican. Imagine how confusing that was for young ears. Oh, Matthew was a publican. He wasn't a Democrat. No, nothing like that. A publican is another name for a tax collector because of the way taxes were gathered at this particular time. The Roman government is in control. The Roman government levied taxes. And the way the taxes were collected is people could bid on the taxes. In order to be a publican, someone who would publicly collect taxes, you had to be rather wealthy. You had to bid on this tax contract, And once you secured the contract from the government, it was up to you to go and to collect. And the more you collected, above and beyond that which you paid, the more you got to put in your pocket. Tax collectors, these public agents of the state, tax collectors were despised. Why? Well, first of all, they were public agents of the state. That was enough. Many people considered them traitors. But even worse, tax collectors were often motivated by greed, to lie, to steal, to extort, to do anything and everything to pad their pockets. Certainly, Jesus could have called someone who wasn't quite such a public sinner. Certainly, Jesus, if he's really God in the flesh, certainly Jesus would have known about this man's history, his reputation. Certainly, Jesus did. Jesus did not call Matthew because he could look in his heart and see that at some point in time he would be a great apostle and evangelist. Jesus did not call Matthew because of some innate quality in Matthew. Jesus did not call Matthew because he was rich and would help out the financial cause. Jesus called Matthew because he was a poor, miserable sinner in need of a Savior. Jesus called, "Follow me." Matthew didn't say, "Well, give me a couple of weeks to think about it, Jesus. Let me put the books in order." Matthew didn't say, "I don't know, my reputation, my portfolio." Matthew didn't say, "I need to give 2 weeks." Jesus said, "Follow me." And Matthew rose and followed him. God called. "Follow me." The power of the Word of God gripped Matthew, created faith in his heart, and Matthew, by grace through faith, followed Jesus. Pretty amazing, isn't it? It is, but it doesn't stop there. Matthew was so excited, he decided that he would throw a party. Who would be the guest of honor? Not Matthew. Not a government official. No, at Matthew's quitting new job party, Jesus is the guest of honor. Jesus didn't distance himself from the people who were gathered there. He was there with them, eating and drinking with them. Jesus sinners doth receive. We sang that at the beginning of our worship service. Jesus called Matthew. Matthew called his friends. Jesus is now gathering, eating, teaching, loving, saving poor, miserable sinners. Because that's what Jesus came to do. To seek and to save the lost. You would have thought everyone would be happy, right? A poor, miserable, public tax collector was now a follower of Jesus. Jesus was associating with other known tax collectors and public sinners. But all was not well. Some were not happy. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Why does Jesus associate with sinners? Why does Jesus mingle with sinners? Why does Jesus eat with sinners? Because sinners need a Savior. Pure and simple. The Pharisees were not happy. They thought that there were certain people, like tax collectors and public sinners, not only them, but especially them, that were not worthy of God or God's presence or God's love or God's forgiveness. Certainly not to be in God's house. If Jesus were a true prophet, he would know Matthew's sin and he would distance himself from it. Jesus, however, scolds the Pharisees in the harshest of terms. When Jesus heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick." Back to the beginning. How do you know it's time to go to the doctor? How do you know it's time to admit that you are sick and you cannot heal yourself? Jesus is using something that we all understand. Our desire, our pride that says, you can do it yourself. You can heal yourself. You can save yourself. Jesus knows this about the Pharisees. He knows this about us. He knows this about all people for all time. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. If you are not sick, you do not call the doctor. If you pretend you are not sick, you do not call the doctor. Even when you are sick and you think you can fix yourself, you do not call the doctor. Jesus says, "I have come for people who are sick and are willing to admit it." No, I'm not talking about a cold or the flu. I'm not talking about heart disease or cancer. I'm not talking about the physical ailments that are all reminders of sin. Jesus says, "I have come to heal soul, sin, sick sinners." If you are a sinner, Jesus says, "I'm here for you." If you admit that you are sick with sin and it is fatal, you cannot save yourself, Jesus says, "I am the great physician. I am here to heal you, to forgive you. Not only to add a few hours or days or years to your life, but to give you life everlasting." Then Jesus says, "Go and learn what this means." To the teachers, to those who valued themselves as the most learned people in the church, Jesus says, "Go back to school. Go and learn what this means." Then he quotes Hosea 6, verse 6. "I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." My friends, God's word is clear. We recited it just moments ago when we recited the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. In other words, go to church. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not covet. God's word exposes who we are. It diagnoses our sin. We are sinners. We are soul sick sinners to the very core. In catechism class tonight, we learned that sin means any transgression against God's law. The New Testament word for sin, hamartia, literally means missing the mark. Well, don't we hit the mark once in a while? No! Even when we do outwardly, our soul is still sick, tainted with the sin that we inherited from our parents all the way back to our first parents, Adam and Eve. My friends, God's word calls us to humble ourselves before God and His word, to swallow our pride and to admit that we are sinners, that our sin is fatal, that we cannot save ourselves, and every home cure that we can come up with will leave us in the same spot, hell. We are so busy trying to justify our sin. We are so busy trying to climb the spiritual ladder one rung at a time, all the way back to God. We are so consumed with everything that we can do, we can think, we can say to make ourselves right with God or to make excuses that we aren't really sick, that we fail to hear the sweet words of Jesus. My friends, Jesus is the one who did not miss the mark, not once, not ever. He fulfilled God's holy law, every jot and tittle, for you and for the life of the world. Jesus takes all of our sins, all of our false gods, all of our feeble attempts to save ourselves, all of our idols, all of our sin, into Himself and onto Himself to Calvary's cross. He bleeds and dies for you, for me, and for the life of the world. Jesus dies, but He doesn't stay dead. 3 days later, as Jesus is alive, never to die again, He gives us hope. Hope that wherever we are in life, that life here on earth is not the ultimate goal, but it is life everlasting with the Lord of life, the great physician of body and soul, Jesus Christ. Jesus pours out His Good Friday death and His Easter life to you in the waters of holy baptism, the waters of life. He feeds you with the bread of life, His very body and blood crucified and risen, to sustain you on your journey and to forgive your sins. My friends, God's gift for you tonight is healing. Healing of soul, healing of body, healing of mind. The peace that surpasses all understanding is yours. We can stop striving to justify ourselves. We can stop striving to tear down others to make ourselves feel good. We could admit we're sick. We're sinners. We can't save ourselves. We need a Savior. And we can give thanks to God that that Savior is not a pipe dream or a placebo. That Savior is as real as the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for you. My friends, God loves sinners. He called Matthew by grace through faith. He called you by grace through faith. He healed Matthew of his greatest sickness, sin. And he heals you right here and right now today. Like Matthew, it's time to celebrate. It's time to throw a party. Invite all your friends, even those that are sinners, to hear and to be healed by the great physician Jesus. That is truly a reason to celebrate. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Our service continues with our hymn of the day, hymn 518. We sing verses 1, 25, which is a special verse in honor of our celebration for St. Matthew tonight, and verse 3, 1, 25, and 3, hymn 518. Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, friend of sinners. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship, pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this night. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that God's good news of a Savior for sinners, sinners like you and me, would be your joy, your peace, and your comfort today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Hey, guys.
We continue with the prayer of the church. Please stand. We follow along with the prayers beginning on page 265 of your hymnal, page 265. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all of those in our own congregation dealing with difficulties or challenges, including Gloria Pospisil, and for all those who mourn, including the family of Chucky Chapman, the family of Hilda Kamen, the family of Dean Schmeling, the family of Loretta Rivland, the family of Marlene McClellan, the family of Scott Schlatter, and all others who mourn, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
O Son of God, our blessed Savior, Jesus Christ, you called Matthew the tax collector to be an apostle and evangelist. Through his faithful and inspired witness, grant that we also may follow you, leaving behind all covetous desires and love of riches, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them. By the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We sing the New Testament canticle.
Christ has been raised from the dead.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen. This time we sing our closing hymn, What is the World to Me, hymn 730. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Again, welcome in the name of Jesus. Just a couple of quick announcements before we dismiss. If you didn't get a chance to get the Good Shepherd news and notes this past Sunday, please pick up some. All the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead are listed there. Please note that there is no school here at Good Shepherd on Friday, so there won't be any morning chapel or matins for people to attend. And also the kids are going on a field trip tomorrow, so there won't be any matins worship tomorrow morning either. So no opportunities for that the next 2 days. Bible study in the fellowship hall, Jonah. Bible study tomorrow afternoon, Lifelight, Judges. And anything else that you can think of?
New member class is scheduled the second Sunday in October, correct?
Yes, I believe that's October 12, 13, 12, 13, where? Second Sunday in October, adult information class, new member class, summary of Christian doctrine, whatever you want to call it, great opportunity to find out more about what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess, or a good refresher course in Christian doctrine as well. And former vicar Jason Krause in Bountiful, Utah, has accepted the call to serve a dual parish in Loup City and Myrna, Nebraska. His installation will be Sunday, the 29th of September. So that'd be a week from this Sunday, the 29th of September, 4 o'clock in Loup City. 4 o'clock in Loup City, in case anybody wants to make the trip out west and welcome the Krauses back to Nebraska. Okay, I think that's all. Have a great day and week in the arms of Jesus.